Town Council weighed how and when to best engage the public as it considered a housing proposal for a prime parcel on the Gibson's waterfront. On April 18, Council unanimously passed first readings of bylaw amendments to allow a 69-unit housing development on Gower Point Road between the proposed George site and Gibson's public market. The project from Longman Developments Limited amalgamates six properties 421, 427, 431, 437, 445 Gower Point Road and Lot A, and proposes constructing four buildings, a mix of one, two and three-bedroom condominium and townhouse dwellings, with underground parking. A courtyard running through the middle of the development and connecting to the seawall is proposed to be open to the public. The application asks for an official community plan, OCP, amendment to change one lot from commercial harbor to residential, tourist accommodation designation, for a rezoning for five lots from tourist commercial 2 to a new zone, multifamily residential 8, for townhouse and apartment use, and to rezone one lot from marine zone 1 to parks, recreation and open space. Staff noted that the rezoning is to bring the zoning bylaw into line with the OCP. Under the OCP, the lots are largely designated residential tourist accommodation. The community amenity contribution proposed is $484,400. On the topic of sea level rise, a 5.35 meters flood construction level was recommended, said the staff report. The contentious past of the site and its surroundings, and the desire to not see history repeat itself, had council weighing whether to hold public consultations before or after first reading in a committee of the whole ahead of the council meeting. "We're constantly being accused of bringing things to the public as a fait accompli," said Cown. David Kroll. "We need to have some public feedback. It was a very unfortunate past history with this property, with a lot of work was put in by staff and the developer and to use the line, the villagers came out and they weren't happy." Mayor Silas White highlighted that first reading was to get the proposal on the table, to say council was willing to consider it and then reports could be drawn up and the public consulted. Cown. Anne-Marie de Andrade noted concerns in terms of aquifer protection, floodplain area and fragility of the land's environment. Cown. Stafford Lumley also wanted to avoid history repeating, "I lived through the George, you lived through the George, we all lived through the George. And if I can do anything, I don't want to ever do that again. We've got full control of what we can do here, and we should learn from our lessons." Council members also noted general appreciation for the project and the developer's reputation and the work staff had put into the proposal. Before second readings are considered, council is requiring from the developer an environmental impact assessment, including habitat of species at risk, a report on the impacts of the development load and bearing capacity on the aquifer, and a public information meeting held after the reports are complete. Council is requiring a report on development permit areas 1, 2, and 9 ahead of second reading, and the town will also hold a public dialogue session.